Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Greg is in Queens. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning, guys. Three quick points. Number one, where would the Mets be without Pete Alonso this year that David Stearns did not want to sign? Number two, the Phillies will sweep the Mets the next two games, and you guys are going to have a lot to talk about.
Well, they can't sweep them the next two games.
Why not?
It's a four-game series.
Okay, you sweep them the next four.
They already got one.
Well, I'm just saying, I think the Phillies are going to just wipe them out in this series. And number three, David Stearns. What has he done for this club since he's been here? He didn't want to sign Alonso. He didn't get involved with Juan Soto. Look at the trade deadline. And I bring up this analogy. And I don't want to talk about the Yankees, but weeks ago, everybody's talking about Boone and Cashman, and nobody's talking about David Stearns. What's going on here?
Well, there you have it. Call of the Day. We talked a lot of Mets so far. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. I do want to mention Aaron Boone for a second here, BT. He's on with Talking Yanks podcast in his weekly spot, yep. And they were pressing him pretty good on Volpe and the idea of having him sit more. And Boone did not defiantly shoot that down, as you could tell, because Kyle Beer isn't getting more playing time. Mm-hmm. But the way that I took it is that he said flat out that he expects Kyle Beer to get a start in this series, maybe even next series. I think
at short or in the outfield.
No, at short.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the way
that
they
played some outfield.
Yeah, no, because they were talking about Volpe. He said he liked, like, the guys are suggesting that they sit Volpe for a while and have Kyle Beer take over at short, which might be inevitable in the postseason anyway, and Boone saying, well, he likes Caballero's versatility off the bench, doesn't need to see him out there for a prolonged stretch, he knows he can handle it. I do think, and the guys even brought this example up, Jake and John Boy, talking about how with IKF, remember, shoved down our throat, and then all of a sudden he wasn't in the postseason. I think that's what's going to happen here. I mean, to me, the writing's on the wall. It's clear as day. The Yankees aren't stupid. They went as long as they could, giving Volpe every chance that they possibly could.
Yeah.
To a point where we're all like, dude, what the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they should have acknowledged it earlier, wouldn't got this loud or this bad. There's no way Volpe could stand at shortstop in the postseason.
I don't disagree. He's got a little more runway. You know, if he plays tonight and he has a good game, probably run him back out there tomorrow. If he could get a little hot, that could change things a little bit.
Don't you think the lineup's already set, like a week out?
No, not for a week. Oh, come on. You're an ass.
No, I'm saying, you know, Booty.
No way.
You know, Booty, he's probably got, like he said to the guys, like, yeah, you know, he'll probably get a start this series and next series. In my mind, I'm thinking, dude, who are you fooling? You've already got the lineup scheduled out the rest of the season here.
Well, we did see the Yankees bench him after he had a three-hit night.
That's what I'm saying.
Which kind of, you know, but no, I don't think it's out for a month, for a week or so. I do think that there's obviously some future planning based on the immediacy of the pitching matchups, lefty-righty split, stuff like that. But I mean, I think it's fluid, man. I think it's as simple as if Volpe wakes up and starts playing, he plays. If he doesn't, he sits.
All right, Dave is calling from Smithtown about the Mets. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Sal. Listen, as a Mets fan, brain on October, baby. Phillies, Dodgers, Blue Jays, and Red Sox after they beat the Yankees. I'm ready for it. But listen, Sal, I know a lot of calls have been giving you hell about your positivity, but let me say this. And look, if you struggle all year and you get in, whatever happens, happens. I can deal with that. And it's not about, you know, the Mets not winning the World Series in 40 years. But here's the thing that ticks me off as a fan. You know, you go back to 3 years ago. The Jets are 7-4. They spit the bit. What was the rest of the games? The Rangers win a President's Trophy, get bowed out early, miss the playoffs the next year. The Mets have a big division lead like they had in 07, fall apart. That's the thing that's really frustrating to me as a sports fan. I right now I'm excited, but I just don't understand why these mental breakdowns happen. I just want your opinion on that.
For the call, Dave. I don't know if it's a mental break. First of all, you guys are the ones who are having the mental breakdown. The Mets are still in the playoffs. They were in the playoffs the whole year. And you're calling and worried about it not happening. That's the mental breakdown. They either just don't have the right guys together. They don't have good enough players. Like, We'll find out at the end result right now. And this is what's frustrating to me, where it's like, all of a sudden, can you imagine I'm being painted as the picture of positivity? No, I'm being realistic. They are in the playoffs. They have maintained a playoff spot the entire year. So how is that being positive? We'll find out sooner than later about what this team's really made of. And then we can assess and judge them.
Okay, so a lot of this is piecing things together, admittedly. Opinions mostly derived from what we've seen so far that lead us to another opinion on what the Mets will do the rest of the year. But the one thing, let me just point out a baseball thing, which is why I'm a little worried for the Mets here. Because, now I said it, but we all said it. You got to get a stick. I remember saying, like, in May, like, dude, center fielder, it's just, you need a center fielder. They got one. He's not good. So the issue that they had at the lower third of their batting order, we thought it was addressed to an extent with Mullins, but it has not been. And that was a big problem that I saw and talked about in real time that I thought they addressed enough where it was. And then Vientos was starting to hit. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Alvarez,
you know, up
Mauricio.
And down. Although that at bat yesterday was awful, but for sure.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Those guys, they either have it or they don't. Like,
yeah.
Vientos has been inconsistent. Alvarez gave an at-bat last night that looked like he belonged back in the minor leagues.
I think it was the worst at-bat I've seen this year. He missed three pitches by a combined 9 feet. He was just guessing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.